there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Obviously, we all watched the game last night. As you said, the Clippers ran away with it. Finals 118-104. Really wasn't that close. To your point, they were up 30-13 at the end of the first quarter and never got to be in doubt. And you've seen enough. Like, I mean, I picked the Clippers in seven, but you're like, it's over. I think it's still a very good series, even though I expect them to win. You think it's over. You've seen it.
What I mean by that is I just think the Clippers have found their way, have made the necessary adjustments. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk or anything, but, you know, like this is the first time we're seeing Kawhi and Paul George. I think they've had back-to-back 30-plus point games each, Chris. Had never happened for them.
First,
never.
They joined Scotty and Michael, Shaq and Kobe, LeBron and Kyrie, and there's one more group.
But this is
what LeBron away. But every one of them, Rob, there were four duos have done that. In addition to Kawhi and Paul George, and all of them won a championship.
That's what I'm. This was the plan when they put this together, and we're finally starting to see them play like what we thought. You know what I mean? Like they could, and we've already talked about the coaching changes, Chris, and adjustments by Ty Lue. I think he's coached great. Don't you?
Absolutely.
I really do.
Yes.
We're seeing Ty Lue can coach. He's not just going with what he had, and he's taking a look at it and making adjustments. And even people could say, well, Donovan Mitchell, whatever. He had 37. I mean, I know a lot of it was garbage because they were about big, but it wasn't like he had 13 points. He had 37 points. They did what they had to do, and I just think that they've turned a little bit of a corner. And they're fearless now. They've been down twice. You talked about it earlier, Chris. No team had ever done it. Come back from 2-0 twice.
Well, to win a series.
Right, yeah, right. They haven't done it yet, but I'm just saying.
They would be the first team ever. Yep.
Right, but they're on that path that they easily could have after being down, you know, and losing two up there. But even when they lost those two, Chris, it was down the stretch. They were in those games. They didn't get blown out in Utah.
They were close games in Utah.
Right. They didn't get blown out. Utah didn't run them out the gym where you like, oh, they can't win up there. I think they can win. I really do. I like what I see. I like the team a lot. I really do. I picked them to go to the championship out of the West, Chris. I feel better about my pick every day that they play. Yes, and I was one, even when they fell down 0-2, I said it wasn't over, right?
Right.
I did say that.
To your point,
I said that
about,
in the first round.
Right. Donovan Mitchell, he had 37 last night, but he was 9 for 26. So
right.
Obviously they made him work for it. I'm with you in that. Look, I said all along this year, my pick was the Lakers. But I said the only team in the West that has a legitimate chance of beating a healthy Lakers team, healthy, was the Clippers. When the Lakers went down and the Clippers survived Dallas, I said they're the best team remaining in the West. And I think they're the only team that could – I would pick Brooklyn certainly over them healthy. But I think the Clippers are built to give Brooklyn some problems. Like they could – you know, make it tough and really give them some issues should they meet in the finals, even if Brooklyn's healthy. That said, Rob, I don't think this series is over. Again, I picked the Clippers in 7, but I don't think they're like in total control now. You know, a lot of people would say, you know, they got the Jazz where they want them.
I never now said, they're, I didn't say total themselves. Control. I just think they're going to win the series. I think it's going to be a 6-game series minimum. Could go
well,
7.
Well, it's got to be 6.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, I meant that it could end in 6 if they go and get that win in Utah. You know what I mean? That they could come back and close it out is what I meant.
I think the Jazz still has a shot, even though I think the Clippers are the better team. Every time you think you got a handle on the Clippers, it seems like you don't, whether good or bad. You know, you think they're rolling, and then something happened. We thought they were rolling a year ago. I know they're a different team.
No doubt. They were up 3-1 on Denver, right?
They were looking great. Yep. They were looking great. And here's the thing. Utah is much better at home. And you've been up there, Rob.
Yes.
To that arena.
I've been up to the old Salt Palace.
Right, the old place. Yeah. Right. But they had the best home record in the league this year. And then get this, Rob, on the road, they had the same road record as the Indiana Pacers.
Really?
So that tells, yes. That now, granted, the Pacers for a bad or mediocre team were good on the road, but still, they didn't make the playoffs in the East. So that tells you how different Utah is at home and on the road. So Utah still got some fight left. Obviously, could Mike Conley come back? He would make a difference if he comes back. And Rob, the knee with Kawhi. Now, he said after the game, I'm fine. No big deal. Ty Lue, you know, everybody who's talked about it has said he's good. But we saw him wincing, and we saw him take himself out for the last 4 minutes. And so hopefully it doesn't become an issue. But I'm just saying these are little things that tell me this thing is far from over.
But the only thing with the coming out, though, let me just say this real quick. They're up by 15 or whatever. He should come out in the final 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Like the game, I know they got it down to,
well, for
10?
Precautionary reasons.
Yeah,
because everybody else stayed in. But
right. They should have come. But
yeah,
they
got it to 10.
Right. But they never really, like, they cut it to 10, and then the Clippers put it back up to 13.
Right.
And it was 15. You know what I mean? It wasn't like 10 – and they got a shot to make it 8 or 7. It wasn't like that. They got it down to 10, and then right away they got a 3, and it was 13.
Right.
And then it was 15.
Paul George,
right? Am I right?
He's been really good in the clutch. He's been like the fourth quarter. I shouldn't say the clutch. They've had their problems in the clutch. But in the fourth quarters, like, he's really put up nice numbers. Even when he didn't shoot it well throughout the first three quarters, he's done that. He's done it in the fourth. So, but here's the other thing, Rob. As you know, a lot of these games, not all of them, but a lot of these games throughout the postseason, the Clippers have kind of gone as Marcus Morris goes, as crazy as that sounds, because he's far from their best player. He shoots fifth in the playoffs, 11 games. He has shot 50% from three at home in the Staples Center. On the road, 21%. He's 1 of 14 from behind the arc in Utah. So I'm just saying all of that to say this, Clippers fans, you know, don't relax just yet.
No,
this is a series.
I don't think they think it's a layup. But they right. got. I don't think anybody, Chris, given what happened last year, right? There's no way anybody's putting it in the bag. Right.
They make it tough. I mean, again, and they got to get out of this series. But they, for some reason, they do make it tough.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office, and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Steph Curry, Luka Doncic at the guards, Nikola Jokic at center, Kawhi and Giannis at the forwards. Any issues?
I think they got it right.
I vote, as you know, I'm a voter. I had a different team.
What'd you have?
I had Chris Paul and Steph at the guards. Of course, Jokic at center. I moved Luka to the forward spot.
Okay, so
Luka and Giannis, because Kawhi, you know, I mean, he played more than typical, but he still only played 52 games. Okay. So my second team was Rob G. What was the second team?
Second team guards Dame Lillard, Chris Paul, forwards LeBron James and Julius Randle, and at center Joel Embiid.
My second team, and I really feel good about this guard pick, Dame Lillard, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Booker.
So you had him, okay.
I had Devin Booker on my second team. I had Embiid at center, Kawhi at forward, and Julius Randle at forward. I think LeBron, I agree with what Antonio said. Obviously, he's one of the best players in the league, but what did he play? He didn't play 50 games, I don't even think.
Yeah, I think that's on reputation.
Right, right. And I get it that a lot of guys miss games, but he missed even more than most.
He missed a lot of games that should have knocked him out of that. I agree.
Now, I put him on my third team. Rob G, what was the third team?
Third team, at center, Rudy Gobert. At guards, Brad Beal and Kyrie Irving. At forwards, Paul George and Jimmy Butler.
All right. Again, I was different here, Rob. And LeBron played 45 games, Rob.
45 out of 72.
Yeah,
that's a lot of missed games.
again, I feel good about this guard. I had Donovan Mitchell, third team. And the reason I had Booker ahead of Mitchell was largely because Booker played more games. But Westbrook, I put Westbrook on at the other guard, Rob. I mean, we're looking over the triple-double, but I mean, come on. And they were winning toward the end of the year. I didn't have a net. And Kyrie, he played as many games as some of these guys, and he was tremendous. But I did hold the 3 weeks where he just took off for whatever reason against.
But,
and obviously the other two didn't play enough hard.
But Chris,
KD.
The problem with I think why Kyrie deserved it is the 50-40.
That's fine, but that's not, not the first person to do that.
No. But
he's great. I mean, he's obviously one of the best.
He had a great season numbers-wise. What was it, 50%, 50-40-90?
He had a great
90?
Season. Yep, 50, there's 40, no 50-40-90, and his number, you know. I mean, Kyrie is awesome. I mean, if he played, but I just don't, I can't. I'm really like Antonio now. I'm like, look, guys got to play games. And he just took 3 weeks off just – and nobody knows why. And so that I did look at that. I had Gobert center. I had LeBron third team. And I think I had Tatum at the other. I'm not sure if I had Tatum or Butler. I couldn't find my official ballot. But I know it was either Tatum or Butler at the other forward spot. Who were the forwards, Rob G?
For the third team was Jimmy Butler and Paul George.
Okay. Yeah, I know I didn't have Paul George.
Paul George had a great season. He
had a good
numbers
year.
Wise, he did.
He had a good year.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. I mean, you're more of a stickler on the games than most people. And I get it. Once you have your formula,
I
what's
feel
important
more
to
so
you,
that way nowadays, right? Because so many guys are, you know what I mean? Just kind of, I think it's important that dudes start valuing playing most games again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
For the fans, whatever.
I think it's going the other way, but I'm with you. I just can't get over, like, where we are, how many games people miss, you know, just the circumstances. Like, it is way – when you think that these guys used to play 82, it's mind-boggling.
Yes.
Am I right?
I mean, and think about it. You know you're going – Jordan played 82 most seasons in his career. It wasn't
last
like –
His last year he played 82.
Right. As a 40-year-old man. But even, like, now, and I get this. I'm not going to kill guys for sitting out when they're about to go to the playoffs, right? Sitting out the last few games. But Jordan didn't do that.
I know.
And a lot of guys didn't do that.
I agree with that. That's the one thing that I look at. He didn't take a rest and say, oh, we got this wrapped up. I'll skip the last 8 games or just play a little bit or whatever. You know what I mean? And whatever, get ready for the playoffs. It wasn't like that.
No, as Kobe's wife said at his Hall of Fame induction, he felt like it was for the fans. You know, he was like, look, and he's right. I mean, people, that's a lot of money to go to a game. And so I applaud him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk about Joel Embiid. And again, you had an interesting take. We talked about him with Antonio Daniels last hour. Yesterday, he's 0 for 12. He in the second half.
That's mind-boggling, Chris. Mind-boggling.
Well, like I said, I think that's an aberration. I mean, a great player can have a bad half, even a bad whole game. And I mentioned whose record he broke. He broke Michael Jordan's record. I don't know if it's a record, but it was the most misses without a make in a half of a playoff game, at least since MJ did it 0 for 11 game 4 against Miami in 1997. Now, the Bulls were up 3-0. It didn't matter. Jordan still finished with 29 that game. They lost that game but won the next one, so they won it in 5. But anyway, that can happen. Now, the layup, that's a horrible miss. Skip. We talked about on Undisputed today, Rob. Skip Bayless said, and I can't really disagree. He said that's the worst miss he's ever seen. Like, you know, an important playoff game miss that he's ever seen from a great player. And it's hard to debate that, right? I mean, Kobe has airballed. We've talked about that, but he was young. At that point, he wasn't a great player.
That was his rookie year, right, right.
So it's hard for me to argue that, Rob. That miss, no, I mean, that's a point-blank layup. I don't care if you can't jump. You're 7 feet tall as it is. It's right there.
That's a bad miss right there.
He missed the whole bat. Like, it went over the side of the – like, he's a right-handed.
It went on the other side of the backboard.
Yes, it doesn't even hit the rim. I don't know how in the world he missed that, period, but certainly so badly.
And then Simmons knocks the ball out of bounds. Like
Right. And that was it. That was it. But you're kind of down on Embiid, it feels like.
It's not just that. It's not – obviously, he had a bad game. So, Chris, like I said, he had, what, 39 and 40 or whatever the first two games.
He was averaging 35 and 10 going into the game. In the series, yeah.
But it's just not that. It's that – I think you talked about it. It's like he's walking on eggshells, too. It's like you just don't know what you're going to get.
No.
He's always on the ground. He's always grabbing something. Oh, my God. Your playoff hopes are like up in smoke, Chris, every 15 minutes.
Right.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. If I was the Sixers and there was a situation where I could move from underneath him, I might. I would have to seriously consider it because I don't know if he's going to be healthy enough or be around to help them win a championship. I really don't. I think it's a major issue. And not, I'm not overreacting to the 0 for 12 and the missing of the bunny or whatever. I'm just telling you, it drives you crazy because you just don't know. And I remember when the Packers finally gave up on Brett Favre, they just couldn't do it anymore. You know what I mean? It was like, and his was different. It was just like, you just didn't know if Brett was going to play. You know what I mean? And you just, even though they knew he had plenty of time left still in the tank. You know what I mean? But they just decided that we're going to move on, and they did it. They had somebody in place, obviously, and the 76ers would have to have a plan B. But I would be more apt, especially if this season blows up on them, say that they wind up losing this series somehow, Chris. I would consider it.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up because he made second team All-NBA, and now he's eligible, Rob, for a Supermax extension. So they could give him a four-year extension at about $191 million. Now, it wouldn't begin. Here's the interesting thing. It wouldn't begin until the 2023-24 season. So think about that. So that's what you got. This is 2021, so you got 21, 22, 22, 23. So you got, that would be 6 years you're locking him up. And here's, I'm going to be honest. If I was the Sixers, I hear you because it's not crazy. As great as he is, and Rob, I think arguably, he's the best player in the league. Arguably. The problem is, as you said, my goodness, he's so fragile. I mean, I really, every time he falls, I just feel like he might not get up, you know? And he's always seems to be a step away from calamity, as I said. He's 27 years old.
I think that's fair.
I would not lock him up for 6 years. I wouldn't lock him up for 6 years. I would play out. We got two more years left at huge money, max money. We got 2 years left of you. I'd leave it at that. And to your point, if he got mad, oh, I want my extension or I want out, then I would be probably look at it like, okay, well, let's see what we get for you. You know, I don't even think they have to necessarily be the aggressors and look to move him. If he gets mad because you're not extending him, then we'll go from there. If he doesn't get mad, then I'm playing him out the next 2 years, Rob. Because the thing is, I just really don't think I could count on him for 6 years.
I agree. I think it's a pipe dream to think that he's, A, going to be healthy for the next 6 years or any part of that. And if you could, it would be, you got to really roll the dice. You hate to break up. You hate to give up a guy who's that good, Chris, when he's able to play. But there's a big if there.
And look, like I said, he might be the best player in the world. The dude is awesome. But the risk is if you hold on to him, I would take that risk. But eventually, if he continues to get injured, maybe the injuries start to really wear on him and his game's not the same, then the trade value goes way down. Especially when he's at max money, you know? Like, his trade value is probably higher than ever. And I wouldn't trade him in the offseason. But he's never played more than 64 games, Rob, in a season. Right. And he's young. So they, I don't know, maybe is it something to do with nutrition? Is it a training regimen? If I'm the Sixers, I would try my darndest to get him on the absolute best training program that I can. Jokic, Rob, you saw what happened in the offseason. He lost a ton of weight. And he came back and, you know, wins the MVP. So it's interesting. I don't think you're crazy. Because I do think, obviously, he's better than Ben Simmons. But you could, Rob, theoretically, build around Ben Simmons. And I mean, you basically play him like Giannis. He's the ball handler. He's the point, right? And surround him with four shooters. And let him drive. Let him post. He's a very good post player.
That's a good comparison. That is doable.
Yeah. You could do that. And so, you know, it's something for them to look at because Embiid, as great as he is, you just, man, you have trouble counting on him.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.